you know, and use a big black skillet, and it just mushroom out, and you flip it over. And I think the reason why they called it a hoe cake, because it was like in comparison, and they were talking about like a hoe in comparison to a biscuit like that to a cake. And that's, it was like comparing a bad lady, a bad woman to a lady, you know. And it took me, you know, I never knew why we were saying these things, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I never heard that explanation before either.
Yeah,
I've heard of a hoe cake, but I didn't.
Yeah, what?
That's very interesting. I didn't even know what one was.
Yeah, you know, it's a cake, really, you know, it mushrooms up. You know, big thing. Yeah. It's not the lady, the little angel food.
It's not your problem,
cake. No. Which, you know, we're talking about language things here, too. It was just a few years ago that I figured out what my grandfather was talking about when he said kibber.
What was
he was talking about cover.
Oh, well.
He would always say, bring me the kibber. And the kibber meant to me a blanket or a quilt.
Uh-huh.
But I never related kibber meant cover.
That's interesting. You never thought they were the same words, huh?
I didn't think they were the same words.
Yeah.
And I guess it was after I talked to you that I started figuring out what he meant by kibber.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he was talking about color.
Very.
And I hear people now, you know, somebody will say, kibber me up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It means cover me up, you
yeah.
know, but I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
I just knew he wanted a blanket or a quilt on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you knew that. That's very interesting. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, that was one of his favorite words, and fetch. I always would get it, but I would figure that fetch means give me this. And I was an adult before I figured out that fetch, and I just wasn't thinking about what fetch meant to him.
Yeah.
You know, that means to hand that to me, or give that to me.
Uh-huh.
But fetch really means for you to go get it.
Go get it, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
That reminds me, my next door neighbor, before she had two kids, she had this enormous old English sheepdog. And they taught the dog to fetch. You know, throw the ball and say, fetch. The dog would get them all. So then when she had a kid, little daughter, you know. As soon as the kid was old enough to crawl, they taught her to fetch. They threw them all and fetch. She said, her mother didn't see the humor of this at all. I think it's pretty funny.
Poor kid probably ended up with a complex one day.
Probably.
So, you know. So your mother used to tell you to fetch the hope smoke.
Right. Let's see, what was I going to ask you next? Okay, when you lived in
Elgin,
did you live in one of those one-room
jobs
the whole time, or?
Well,
you lived in the...
When they put the barracks together, that ended up being a two-bedroom. Well, it was a room. Well, how would I say this? It was one of the larger portions of the barracks that they turned into a bedroom and a kitchen with a little dinette in it. And the way they did that was they built a baluster between, you know, just a partition, a half a wall partition, go across, cut a little door in it. There's a kitchen, there's a bedroom, that's the living quarters there, you know.
Uh-huh.
We had a large bed, which was a full bed, and I slept on a cot. More or less like at the foot of the full bed, but it was across from the full bed near the door.
Uh-huh.
The thing that divided the full bed and the cot was the door. There were a couple of large chairs, like lounge chairs. There was cabinets built in the kitchen, you know, the refrigerator. I'm trying to think. That wasn't a refrigerator. It was an ice box.
Oh, really? With ice?
Yeah, a real ice box.
Uh-huh.
And I remember having to wrap the ice up in the newspaper to keep, you know, people thought back then. I guess it did. It kept the ice from melting so quick. It was like insulation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then finally got a refrigerator.